Hey everyone, this is Brother Brandon coming to you live from Fayetteville, Arkansas with another live devotional. And I want to thank you all for tuning in this evening. And wanted to kind of get, I kind of need to get back into doing these devotionals and Bible readings and even preaching messages and stuff like that, because it's, I don't know, it's been a while since I've done these, and I just kind of just anxious to kind of get back into getting back into the routine again, and it's been kind of hard. So you pray for me, and pray that, you know, by that God will give me the grace and strength to kind of get back into doing these videos, and that you know, just pray that God would just take these and just that He will be glorified in all of this. Amen. So it is good to be here this evening. And the title of today's devotional is entitled, Not All Christians Will Go to Heaven. Now you might ask yourself, Brandon, why did you title that? Why did you title that devotional that way? I mean, Brandon, don't you believe once saved, always saved? Well, let me tell you something. Okay. Not everyone. I titled the message, I titled the devotional the way I titled it, because not everyone who says is a Christian is actually a Christian. Okay? To put it in perspective for you, that you have, a lot of times you'll have these wolves in sheep's clothing that will say they are born again and that they believe and that they have a relationship with Christ. Now, let me tell you something that I learned, okay? A wolf in sheep's clothing is not a sheep. Okay? A wolf in sheep's clothing is not a sheep. A person who claims to be a Christian doesn't mean that they are truly born again. Okay? Think about it. You have all these people that claim to be Christians. They'll say, well, little Bobby, little Johnny, you know, prayed a prayer and accepted Christ into their heart and lives. And at this age, and, you know, praise God, I know they're going to heaven. And yet when you take a look at their fruit does not match their faith. You know, in the book of James, really quickly, I want to share something with you from the book of James. And I'm not going to get too much into it, but if the Lord willing, I might actually do a message on this. But this is going to be kind of more of a condensed version. But I just want to share something really quickly with you this evening. And it's and this is the context. You know, this is kind of what this is what James says in his epistle. He says, "Yea, a man say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Shew me thy faith without thy works. And I will shew thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God. Thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead?" So what we're seeing here, what James is talking about is, James is not talking about a works salvation. What James is talking about is that if you don't have the works to back up your faith, your faith is vain. Your faith is dead. Okay? Now, you might say, well, Brandon, how does that even correlate to what you're talking about? Okay, let's put this in some real-time application, okay? If you say you have faith, okay, but there is no fruit that's attached to that faith, your faith is dead. It's vain. Your faith is vain. Your faith is dead. Okay? Works are the works that you do is the fruit that is produced as a result of your faith. Abraham had faith. Abraham's works demonstrated his faith. The question I have for you is, does your works, does your fruit demonstrate your faith? Because if you just say you had faith and you prayed a prayer, your faith is then made vain. It's dead. Faith without works is dead. And this is what James is getting at. Okay? Now, if you have your Bibles with you, turn with me to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. And I want us to read in verse 21. Okay? Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name have done many wonderful works? And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Now, it's really interesting, because I was counting, when Jesus is going through here, I was counting the amount of times that these people have, the people that claim to know him, I was counting the number of questions that were mentioned in that, in verse 22. And do you know how many there are? Three. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, pride of life. Let's read verse 22 again. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, 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 have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name have done many wonderful works? You see, there are three questions right there that are mentioned. Isn't that interesting? A lot of times the number three can be associated with the Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. These three are one. But we also see the three is also a numerical pattern. When you take a look at the lust of flesh, lust of the eyes, and pride of life, those are three different types of sins. Think about that. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. And there are three questions that are mentioned in that verse. Why not four? Why not five? Well, I'll tell you what. God has an order to his word. His word is perfect. His word is in order. Okay? Now, with that said, there are those that will say, well, I prayed a prayer and, you know, I trusted Christ. And yet, if they go off living like the devil and there is no fruit, and there is no actual fruit in their life, then you kind of wonder if they're really truly saved. Or you'd be kind of wondering if they're really truly saved. Because, you know, there are people that will say, well, I accepted Christ at this time. You know, I said a prayer and all this. You could say a prayer till you're blue in the face. But let's remember on something, okay? it is the Holy Ghost that draws a sinner to Christ. You can't just go to Christ on your own doing. It is the Holy Ghost that draws that person to Christ. Number one. Okay? Number two, you know, you could say a prayer all you want till you're blue in the face. And if you go off and think that you can live like the devil and live just devilishly and live a lifestyle that's contrary to the Word of God, okay, are you really, that kind of poses the question, are you really saved? Now, I understand that there are people who will get born again, you know, they have the best intentions, yet they're still struggling with sin, and it looks like there's no fruit. But you want to know what the biggest difference is between a believer that is in sin and struggles with it and to someone that just professes and just lives like the world? You know what the big difference is that if a person truly comes to Christ and they struggle with their sin, the biggest difference is that believer, God will chasten him. God will chastise him. Versus if a person just said a prayer and they say that they trusted Christ, but if there is no chastisement, then you are what the Bible calls, you are a bastard. Now some will say, oh, Brandon, you just cursed and swore. You can't say that. Well, first of all, a bastard is not a curse word. It's not a swear word. The Bible uses it. Go look in, what was it? Hebrews chapter 12. A bastard is a illegitimate child. By the way, check this out, okay? If I remember, did you guys know that the term... Oh, let's see here. Did you know, in your Pure Bible Search software, if you type in the word bastard and put an asterisk at the end of it, it's mentioned 3 times in your King James Bible. Wow. 3 times it's mentioned in your King James Bible. Do you want to know something? That's exactly how many questions we read in verse 22. Have we not prophesied in thy name? Have we not cast out devils? Have we not done many wonderful works in thy name? And you know what Jesus is going to say? You know what Jesus says right after that? He says, and then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. The question I want you guys to ask you, the question isn't, do I know Christ? The question is, does Christ know me? Because I'm going to tell you something. Christ knows his kids. He knows his friends. He knows his brothers. If you're truly God's son, Christ knows who you are and knows your struggles. Mm-hmm. It's not about, do you know Christ? It's about, does Christ know you? Because you can say all you want how you believe in God, but if you have no fruit, no works to complement your faith, you're most likely not going to be born again. And if you don't have any chastisement, if you say you're born again and yet you're living like the devil and you're living like how hell wants you to live, and by the way, hell wants people to live whatever they want and to not even listen to God. So if you listen to hell and you listen to what you listen to, and you just start living like what hell wants to keep you in, and you go off living like the devil, and you receive no chastisement, and you say you believe in God, and you have no chastisement, you are what the Bible calls is a bastard and not a child. Oh, Brandon, well, that hurts. Listen, don't shoot the messenger. That's what God said. And if you don't believe me, go read Hebrews chapter 12. Okay, go read Hebrews 12. The point I want to make for tonight's devotional is this. It's not about whether you know Christ. It's whether Christ knows you. And do you want, and how you figure that out is very simple. If you know that you're born again and you fall short and you sin and you receive chastisement, the Lord knows you. Because the Lord knows his kids. And if he knows his kids, and if he knows that they will get out of line, he is going to chastise them. Amen. So, I just want to just put that out there. If you think you're born again and you receive no chastisement, you're not a child of God. If you say you're a child of God and you do receive chastisement, you are a child of the Most High God. That is why I titled this devotional, Not All Christians Will Go to Heaven. Because there are those who claim and profess to know Christ, and yet they're living in a very hellish way. They're living like a bunch of devils, and there is no chastisement with them. Amen? So, I hope that puts some perspective. I was listening to a passage. I was actually listening to a message by Pastor Mike on this, and it really like stuck out to me. And it was something that I think needs to, I think it, in my personal opinion, I think it needs to be preached on more. I think this particular topic needs to be preached on more. And so that's why I did it, because it was something that really stuck out to me. And it was something that I think it's something that just needs to be said. And I think it needs to be said more than it should. Amen. So pray for me. I'm thinking of doing a message on this probably Sunday evening. There's actually a lot there. And I would like to maybe try to put together a message on it. And so pray for me on that. And so I hope this was, I hope this is, I hope this was, I mean, I guess it can be a blessing to some others. I hope it is a blessing, but I hope it was very informative. And I hope that you all will learn something and get something from this. Amen. So remember, it's not about you knowing Christ, but it's about Christ knowing you. And one more thing, and we'll be done for the evening. Okay? James talks about how the devils, okay? How the devils, they believe and they what? Tremble. The devils believe and they tremble. So, just remember, just because someone says they are a Christian doesn't make them born again. Not everyone who claims to be a Christian will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but it is those who do the will of God. And remember, it is not God's will for any to perish, but for all to come to what? Repentance. It's not God's will for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. Amen. And I'm going to tell you something. If you repent, it's because God will make you, He's going to make you sorry. If you do something wrong, God is going to make you sorry. Think about that. Amen. So, anyways, hope this was a blessing. Pray for me. Pray for this video. I would like to actually do a link. I would actually like to do a full-blown message on this. So pray for me on that. Pray that God will help put this thing together, and pray that God will be glorified. I don't want to have any part in it. I don't want my flesh to be a part of this. I just want God to take this, and I want Him to have all the glory and praise. Amen. So with that said, I love you guys. God bless you. Thank you all for tuning in tonight. And we'll see you next time. God bless you guys. Love you. See ya. Bye.